Hello students, welcome to module number 2 of the poem Meadow Surprises by Louis Bran Phillips. So as you can see, the very first slide, it is the introductory slide of the poem. And just like in module 1, I have kept the same introductory slide similar to module 1 just now I said. And this introductory slide, it contains the same details, the name of the poem, the poet, etc., etc. So we will simply move on to slide number 2 of the poem, where what I have done is the very first three stanzas, okay, the first three stanzas, as you had read in module 1, were dealt with. And in module 2, I have dealt with the remaining stanzas, okay, the last three stanzas of the poem. Now, this... as you can see, the what I said in module 1, that meadows are natural gifts for us, okay? They are meadows are quintessential gifts of nature, and meadows are like a part and parcel of our life. We should care for the meadows. We should realize their importance, okay? Because we are all a part of nature, okay? Human beings are all part of nature, and nature encompasses us, okay? We are surrounded by nature all around us, and Mother Nature always takes care of us, okay? Just like we are her child, so Mother Nature is there for us. She always takes care of us. So a meadow, okay, the beauty of a meadow is to be felt, as the poet says. The beauty of the meadow needs to be appreciated. And whatever we say, a meadow makes us happy, okay? A visit to a meadow makes us happy. No human being can deny this, or nobody can deny this fact, that yes, a visit to a meadow makes us happy. Nature itself is peaceful. Nature itself is serene. It itself is calm, okay? Nature always has a soothing effect on human soul, and of course human mind. Now as we can see, slide number 2, it begins with the lines: a dandelion whose fuzzy head was golden days ago has turned to airy parachutes that flutter when you blow. So a dandelion, so we came across a rabbit, we came across a butterfly in the first module, and now in the second module we have come across this dandelion. Now a dandelion, just like a buttercup, okay, it is also a kind of flower, and but a little different, okay, a little different look it has. Now what I mean by the different look is that a buttercup is very soft, very delicate, and it has little petals, and bright yellow petals. But a dandelion, unlike a buttercup, it has, like you can see in the picture, that it has not round and soft delicate petals like a buttercup. It has threads, okay, furry threads like petals, okay, of a dandelion. It's there, and a dandelion whose fuzzy head, okay, it's fuzzy, it's like cotton, okay? When you touch a cotton, or how a cotton which blows in the air, okay, you must have seen cotton plants, okay, how cotton comes out and it flows, okay, when the air blows it comes out, and how it looks, okay, that similar sight is there in the picture, as you can see. A dandelion whose fuzzy head was golden days ago. Okay, means it was not fuzzy. It was golden days ago. Golden means the petals were there in their own place. They had not dried up. Okay, the petals had not dried up sometimes ago. But today means the day when the poet or the narrator visited, okay, the meadow. On that day, it had turned golden. Now, has turned to airy parachutes that flutter when you blow. Okay, so these petals, the little dried up strings, they have dried up, and these little dried up strings, these flutter. Okay, these are as the narrator noticed, as the poet noticed, those were fluttering in the air when air was blown. Okay, or when he blew the air. So it is a very it is definitely a very beautiful sight, isn't it? It's a very beautiful sight. So, a dandelion whose fuzzy head was golden days ago has turned to airy parachutes that flutter when you blow. Okay, flutter. Flutter means a quick movement, a rapid movement of it blows, okay, swaying little bit. So you can see it's just the sight is similar to the cotton balls, okay, the little cotton balls flowing in the air. So this kind of what is called this kind of thing is not it's not generally seen, okay, this sight of this kind of beautiful sight, okay, that fluttering, and it feels heavenly, okay. A person who has a keen eye, a person who knows how to appreciate beauty can enjoy this sight, can really appreciate this sight. So, a dandelion whose fuzzy head was golden days ago has turned to airy parachutes that flutter when you blow. Though the dandelion has dried up, though its strings have dried up, still it is beautiful. That is the thing. Now, moving on to slide number 3. So, we are here with another sight. Okay, the poet takes us to the world of the meadow houses, as you can see. So, the world of the meadow houses. Now, houses, obviously, people where people stay. Okay, houses are where people stay. Now, explore the meadow houses, the burrows in the ground. Okay, explore the meadow houses, the burrows in the ground. So, exploring. The poet is asking a visitor, okay, is asking the readers to explore the meadow houses. Okay, the meadow houses are to be explored by us. When we visit a meadow, the poet is saying that yes, when you visit a meadow, please explore, please search for meadow houses. Okay, it's there. Okay, it's always there. So please try to make a search. The burrows in the ground, explore the meadow houses, the burrows in the ground, isn't it? So the burrows in the ground. Now, obviously, we know that in burrows, the rabbits stay. So, the rabbits stay in burrows. So, a house of a rabbit is a burrow. Now, what is a burrow? A burrow is a hole in the ground. Okay, deep hole in the ground, a pit. Almost, it looks, as you can see in the picture, it almost looks like a pit-like thing. Okay, a deep pit in the ground, in the soil. So, this deep pit is a meadow house for the rabbit. So this meadow house referred the burrow of a rabbit is being, or the burrows of the rabbit have been referred to as the meadow houses by the poet. Now these meadow houses, these are lovely meadow houses, because whenever we visit a meadow, we see that yes, these we can find rabbits all around it. Okay, we may not find, but if we are lucky enough, we can find rabbits all over it, okay, all around the burrows. And these rabbits, okay, these are obviously, as I told in module 1 only, that these rabbits are very jolly creatures, okay, extremely jolly, extremely friendly creatures. The only thing that scares them away is the presence of a human being, okay, the presence of a human being, in the sense that if a human being stays close by without making any sound, without making any disturbance, obviously, then there is no problem. But if a human being tries to interfere, if a human being tries to see to it, or tries to disturb a rabbit's presence, or tries to frighten a rabbit somehow through his or her activities, then this problem happens. So a rabbit is a scary creature. It is a meek creature. It is a scary creature. But altogether, it is very jolly, extremely loving. Okay. And it looks very cute. Okay. It looks very sweet when you, if you find a rabbit eating nuts or eating grass or just lazily lying around in its burrow. So these are some of the meadow houses. Okay. These meadow houses and the rabbits living in it, these are not to be missed. Okay. These are some of the things which definitely will attract our attention when we visit a meadow, and which are sights worth watching, which are sights worth appreciating. Now, moving on to slide number 4. Now we are again with another, okay, two kinds of meadow houses you can see. So I'll read out the lines first of the poem. A nest beneath tall grasses, the ant's amazing mound. So two kinds of meadow houses are there. First is a nest. As you can see, eggs are there, freshly laid eggs maybe of the of a particular bird is there. Okay, any bird you can consider. So these eggs are there. So a nest beneath tall grasses, the ant's amazing mound. So the nest is there beneath tall grasses. Okay, so the poet might have, the poet who had visited a meadow, he might have found a nest, okay, beneath tall grasses. Okay, it was hidden. It was not visible to the naked eye. And the eggs were lying there. On the right hand side, you can see the ant's amazing mound. Now, what do you mean by mound? Mound is an ant hill. Okay, a mound is what? A mound is an ant hill. So this ant hill, what we generally say, we generally refer to an ant's mound to ant hill. We call it as ant hill. Now, why do we call it as ant hill? Because they are little elevated structures of made out of sand, soil and maybe stones. Okay, everybody has seen ant hills. Okay, and you have seen, all of us have seen ants going out in lines, moving out in lines from inside these ant hills and then again going inside. So these ant hills, what attracts us is the way these have been built. Okay, this, see, a human house, when it is built, it takes time, isn't it? It takes much time. A small house may be, a big house may be, whatever it may be, it takes time. In the same way, all these mounds, okay, these take time. Okay, these take ants efforts. Now, you see what I'll mention here is that this entire series of meadow houses, these are all parts of nature. Okay, we cannot avoid. Okay, take the example of what is called, take the example of burrows, or take the example of the nest, okay, a bird's nest, or take the example of ant hills. Okay, all these are part of nature and these are all made by them alone. Okay, for example, a human being doesn't construct a house all alone. So this construction of the house, okay, this construction of a house requires labor. Okay, we take help of people. Okay, then a house is constructed. We don't sit down and start constructing a house. It is not possible for a particular human being. The ants also, okay, they work together in groups. Okay, the ants, you say, or maybe a bird, I don't know, maybe a bird takes the help of another bird, or maybe she does it alone with her family, whosoever is there. So this is all a combined effort. Now, all these meadow houses, these are all extremely beautifully created after days' efforts, just like houses of humans. I said this now. Now, no help, okay, like human beings, okay, we take, means help in any case, okay, we don't do anything alone. Obviously, the ants or the birds maybe, or maybe the rabbits, they also take the help, they also do it together, okay, so the group effort is always there. Now, these are all beautiful and secured, okay, and are important parts of nature. And nature keeps these safely tucked away. Okay, nature keeps all these meadow houses safely tucked away in her lap, close to her heart. Okay, so nature keeps these away, safely tucked away. Okay, Mother Nature, because these are all part of nature, these you say ants, you say birds, you say, or the rabbits, you say, these are all part of nature. So Mother Nature keeps these houses safely tucked away in her lap. Okay, she doesn't let them, she ensures that yes, these are not to be destroyed. Okay, these are all a part of hers. Okay, just like a mother takes care. Okay, now moving on to the fifth slide. Okay, fifth slide, as you can see, these contain the last few lines of the poem. So I'll read it out. Oh, meadows have surprises and many things to tell. You may discover this yourself if you look and listen well. So again, the same reiteration of the poet, that and attentive hearing. Okay, an attentive hearing and a keen eyesight is required for enjoying a meadow, for enjoying the beauties of a meadow. Now, see, there is this, I've tried here to capture the essence of a meadow. Okay, I've in a single frame, of course, leaving the meadow houses. Okay, as you can see in the picture, the stream is flowing by, then there is this tree and all. So meadow houses have been left out, flowers are also there. Okay, so meadow houses are not visible in this picture, as you can see. But still, I have tried to capture the essence of the meadows somehow. Now, and the picture of, as you can see, the picture of a solitary. Solitary means lonely bicycle can be noted as it is one of the best means to enjoy riding through a meadow. So, the poet here points out that everybody can discover a meadow's beautiful secrets if one stops by and patiently looks and listens well. Okay, attentive sight and hearing both are required. Just now I said. So see, visiting a meadow on a bicycle is great, is a great feeling. Okay, instead of using your car or instead of using your own personal vehicle, I would say, or instead of using your a public vehicle, if one takes a bicycle, okay, to ride through a, to visit a meadow or to take a ride through a meadow, it feels, means it is just a, it is a wonderful feeling. Okay, because a bicycle doesn't pollute the environment. Okay, and a meadow is, of course, one of the all meadows. Okay, all the meadows are, they are one of the best places to pay a visit. And the meadows are one of the most unpolluted. Okay, just like parks. Okay, that is why parks are constructed in cities, in towns. Okay. So meadows are one of the best unpolluted places all over the world. So visiting or riding through a meadow on a bicycle is a great or I will say it is the best option, or it is a best means to enjoy a meadow's beauty, because you can riding a bicycle, it will help you to stop here and there, and at the same time you don't pollute, you don't have that guilty feeling of yes, I am polluting the meadow. You can stop anywhere, just like here in the picture you can see cycle is kept under the tree. It can be kept anywhere. You can just enter a meadow, you can put your cycle anywhere under the tree, and you can have a ride also if you want, or you can just walk across. So this entire picture, I think, will is making this making the making my thoughts clear. Okay, I have been able to express my thoughts. Now moving on to the sixth slide, the difficult words and meanings are there. You can see the words like fuzzy, head, airy, parachutes, flutter, explore, beneath, amazing, discover. Okay, so nine difficult words. I found that these nine words are quite important or quite difficult. Others are easy for you to understand. So this these nine words, okay, I have dealt with along with their meanings. And this will help you out. Okay, these meanings will help you out to understand the poem. Now, moving on to the final slide. Okay, the seventh slide. Now, this final slide contains the rhyming words, okay, used in the second half of the poem. So let's see what are the rhyming words. The rhyming words are ago, blow, houses, grasses, ground, mount, tell, well. Okay, so four sets of rhyming words are there. Now, again, I'll reiterate, I'll again repeat the same thing, that these rhyming words provide a beautiful musical effect to the poem, and these words somehow try to, bring out the essence of what the poet actually wants the readers to understand. And of course, it becomes enjoyable. The poem becomes enjoyable, as I repeated in module one. And we have definitely enjoyed the poem, isn't it? We have enjoyed reading it, and we have enjoyed understanding the poem as readers. So this was all for module 2.